And how did your mother cope with your diabetes?
Well, I think she must have been quite very worried about it, really. I think they must have for some time realized I was ill. It's quite obvious I was ill, and I think they must have been very relieved to find out that I'd got something which was treatable. And you know, going to the London Clinic and all that, and getting me onto the diet and the insulin and everything, meant that I was being treated, and I did get better quite quickly. But I mean, I remember the doctors asking them the usual question: "Is there any diabetes in the family?" And my father, having been born in 1880, you know, he must have remembered relations who were born at the beginning of the 19th century, and when people didn't really make records, although, as we know, diabetes has been known since the time of the Egyptians and has had a name all through history. I don't suppose that people would remember that immediately. But I think the difficult thing was for my mother. I think dealing with the diet, and it was not difficult. You know, we measured things. We really ate the same food that we'd always eaten, but mine was measured. And you have to remember that in those days, food was fairly simple. People really did eat meat and two veg. And it's true that everyone had puddings, but I just had less pudding than everybody else. So food wasn't the sort of complicated foreign mixture that it is now. It was fairly simple. So that part of it was easy, I think. The difficult part was undoubtedly, for all of us, was the injection. My father never did it, but my mother had to do it. And it wasn't a question of just sticking it in, I'm afraid. It was a question of a traumatic battle with me when I would really fight to stop it. And so what happened next was, I feel, really almost certainly because of that. I went on having my usual colds, and I remember always being in bed with colds and flus and that sort of thing. And I remember, of course, going, like so many children then, going to hospital and having my tonsils out. But our house looked east towards London, across the